Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, lead us along your way. Speak to us by your Spirit through these words of Scripture. Guide us, strengthen us, show us your face, and let us never stray. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, all. I am here for a little bit of show and tell. Today for show and tell, I have my glasses. I actually have multiple pairs of glasses, but these are my newest pair of glasses. My other pair broke last summer. But what I love about my glasses is they help me to see better. And these glasses in particular help to cut down a little bit on the glare from the computer. And when I wear a mask, they're big enough that they don't fog up. My glasses are a way to help meet my accessibility needs. Accessibility is the way that we can do things. Right now, as we gather online for worship, anyone with a computer can access our worship service. It is accessible to people with computers. When we gather in person, anyone who can access the building, who can get themselves to the building and in the building, can access worship. Their accessibility needs are met. For me, it's important that I have glasses, because if I didn't have glasses, I wouldn't be able to see very well. And I wouldn't be able to drive. It wouldn't be safe for me. And that's part of what Jesus does today. He makes spaces more accessible. He makes spaces more accessible for a blind man who he encounters on the road to Jericho. And he makes space more accessible with Zacchaeus, finding Zacchaeus in the places he has gone. And meeting Zacchaeus, coming over to Zacchaeus's house for a meal. Hopefully someday we will be able to come over to each other's houses again for meals, and I'm sure you all are hoping for that too. But for now, I'm glad that my accessibility needs can be met with glasses and a computer to see you all, and that your accessibility needs can be met with a computer. So next time you put on your own glasses or see someone with glasses or see someone who's struggling, I'll invite you to think about what they need and maybe ask them, see if you can help them, or recognize that we all have different needs and we all get to help each other meet those needs. And we get to ask for help when we need to. I didn't make my glasses. Somebody else did, and I'm very grateful for their help. A reading from Luke chapters 18 and 19. Then Jesus took the 12 aside and said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the human one by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and insulted and spat upon. After they have flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again." But the 12 understood nothing about all these things. In fact, what Jesus said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then the man shouted, "Jesus, child of David, have mercy on me." Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he shouted even more loudly, "Child of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The man said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately the man regained his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to Jesus, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because you too are a son of Abraham. For the human one came to seek out and to save the lost." Hello, Covenant Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Emily, and my pronouns are they, them, theirs, and it is good to be with you all today. We have a lot of stories and meaning in our gospel for today, as you have had throughout this year with the narrative lectionary. And they are stories that I love, especially the one with the blind man on the road to Jericho, as well as the joy of Zacchaeus in a sycamore tree. As someone who grew up in the mountains and grew up climbing trees and rocks and mountains, it is always fun when we get to climb the tree with Zacchaeus. One of the things that I noticed this time I was reading the gospel passage that I hadn't noticed before was the ways that both the blind man and Zacchaeus are trying to get their accessibility needs met. For each of them, there is some aspect of life or community or relationship that is not accessible. This year, as we have been moving through the pandemic, we have all made enormous changes to our lives, to our interactions, to every aspect of life, it seems, in order to help keep each other safe. We have given up the physical connections that we have in our world and in our lives. And we have started to spend a lot more time in front of computer screens and tablet screens, on the phone, maybe even writing letters to each other. One of the boards that I am on has been meeting this week. And one of the things that I love about the board is that whenever we gather, we start our meetings with answering the question, what are your accessibility needs? And if our accessibility needs are met, then we say our accessibility needs have been met. And if they are not, then we share what accessibility needs we have. This has been happening since before the pandemic began, but it takes on a different meaning when we're all dealing with screen fatigue and sometimes need our cameras off, or when we need people to speak louder or more slowly in order to hear them. And I think about Jesus' approach to Jericho and the ways the blind man knew the barriers, knew the accessibility needs that he had. And he shouts out, "Jesus, child of David, have mercy on me." And like so many people who are disabled, those in front of the man sternly ordered him to be quiet. This year, we as churches in particular have become much more accessible to many people. People who are not able to travel, people who are sick or immunocompromised. We have become the place of a place of accessibility. And I have heard, particularly from disabled people in the last month, concerns and wonders and worries of what will happen when people are vaccinated again. What will happen when enough people are vaccinated that we can gather in community? Will we go from the role of Jesus welcoming the blind man's story back into the crowd in front of the blind man, sternly ordering him to be quiet? Will we be the crowd gathered in front of Zacchaeus so that Zacchaeus, who is short, has no hope of seeing Jesus as he passes by? It is a thing that we are all wrestling with now. How do we take this pandemic that has wreaked havoc, that has caused so much grief and so much pain, and open it up? Open up our experiences and continue to live into what it has called us to. How do we continue to make places accessible, to make our worship services accessible? How do we continue to join with those who are protesting for racial justice? How do we continue to support the Black liberation movement in Des Moines, to hold people accountable for their actions, even when those actions happen at their job? What does it look like for us as communities of faith, for you all as Covenant Presbyterian Church, to keep looking for accessibility needs, to figure out, to ask with Jesus, what do you want me to do for you? To ask the blind man, what do you need? What do you want? To let him name his accessibility needs. What does it look like to help Zacchaeus up the tree or back down? One of my friends is really into Riot Girls, which is a punk rock group, and she talks about at their concerts, they have a tradition of at the beginning of the concert, no matter where everybody is standing, they say, "Girls to the front." They do this on purpose. They do it in part because girls are typically shorter. They do it in part to keep girls together so that they can be safer, because it's not always safe. They set up the space to make it more accessible to the girls and the women who are at their shows. And I couldn't help but think about that when I was thinking about Zacchaeus, who couldn't see because the crowd was too tall around him. What would it have been like if instead of the crowd crowding around and forcing Zacchaeus away to a sycamore tree down the road to wait, what if the crowd had opened up and let Zacchaeus through to see Jesus? What if instead of sternly ordering the blind man to be quiet, the crowd said, "Jesus, someone is calling for you." Jesus welcomed the blind man's calls asked what he needed and said, "Your faith has saved you. Receive your sight." For the blind man in his context, his accessibility need was that he needed sight. He did not live in a time of glasses, of equipment that can help see, of Braille. He lived in a different time where it was harder to make it in community as a blind man. We do not live in those times. I wonder if Jesus came today, if this happened now, if the man wouldn't have said, "I need signs to also be audible. I need the flashing walk signs at stoplights to make noise so I know when I can cross. I need my assistive devices to be affordable." I wonder what it looks like for us today. What are the accessibility needs for you and your congregation in this time? But what are the ones to come? How do you continue to be accessible to those who cannot come into the building? It is easy enough for us to think of theoreticals and hypotheticals. But we know now it is possible to worship online. It is possible to engage with each other. And we know from Jesus in this gospel reading that this can happen today. In Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus, there are many who grumble about Zacchaeus and about Jesus going to Zacchaeus's for a meal. But Zacchaeus doesn't back down. He tells them, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I pay back four times as much." Zacchaeus' job is one that collaborates with the Roman occupying forces. He is an outsider. He is in many ways a symbol of a traitor to his people. In that time, the tax collectors were the ones who supported the Roman Empire. They collected money from Palestinians to give to the Roman Empire, and maybe collected a little bit extra on the side for themselves. So for Zacchaeus to be a tax collector and to say, "I give half of my possessions to the poor. If I defraud anyone, I pay back four times as much." Something is going on with Zacchaeus. Maybe it is a change now. Maybe it is something that he has been doing all along. The Greek of the text is unclear if it's a future tense or a present tense. It is clear that it is not a future tense, but it is unclear if this present tense means Zacchaeus is responding to Jesus, or that Zacchaeus has been this way the whole time, that the community has mistaken him. Because that is the role. For one who is in power, the responsibility is to care for those who are more vulnerable, for those who face greater barriers to access. And so Jesus says to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the human one came to seek out and to save the lost." Jesus comes to bring us all in together, to break down the barriers to accessibility for us and for everyone else. Whether it is like the blind man who cries out, who makes his needs known, or Zacchaeus who is forced into a workaround, Jesus meets them where they're at. Jesus shows up with them, just as Jesus shows up with each of us in new ways, breaking down our barriers to accessibility, making sure that in the reign of God, in this salvation that is a present day thing, this salvation that comes to us now means that we can answer with Jesus, my accessibility needs are met, not only in my relationship with God, but in my church and in my world. That is part of the work of justice, the ministry of following Jesus, of swinging back down from the sycamore tree, of sharing a meal, and of continuing the work. Thanks be to God.
And now, a moment for mission.
In today's moment for mission, I'd like to take a few minutes of your time to talk about the COVID-19 Relief Fund. In mid-2020, Covenant created a fund to relieve financial hardship that was brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Finance Committee initiated this effort and identified existing funds that could be designated for relief. To date, we have distributed nearly $20,000 to support financial needs within what we define as the Covenant family. This family includes church members, participants in church activities, families connected to us through Head Start, and quite often just people that we know where we see the need. We've helped families pay rent, cover medical bills, buy groceries, and make up for lost income while quarantining or caring for sick family members. This fund is made possible by your commitment to serve our neighbors in Christ's name.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.